But our pride keeps us where we are. Our pride keeps us exactly where we think we are and what we think is important to us. We kind of think that once we have made a statement, we cannot change that statement. And of course, that's done all the time. You tell someone you don't like them, you think that they're terrible, they misused you, you were unhappy with them, and you tell them that that's not acceptable, and you rage out in a storm, and you say, I will not have any more of it. And then you go away, and the other person sits back and wonders, what happened here, you know? And then, a couple days later, you come to your senses, and you say, hey, that wasn't all that important. That wasn't all that important. I stood up for a principle that really wasn't that important. I was angry with that person because of what I was angry with myself about. And so then you change, and you go to the person, and you say, hey, I blew up at you, and I was wrong, and I'm sorry. Let's go to the show. Let's do this. Let's do that. Come on. And instantly, you make up. Instantly, you put all things back in order again, and you put your life back in harmony again. And when you do that, then your pride goes right out the window. Your pride is lost, but your pride would keep you from going there. Oh, you shouldn't do this. You have made a statement now, and you told that person that you didn't think that that was very nice, and so now you've left them. Well, now, what about when we have a healing need? That's the same thing. We have a healing need, and our body is demonstrating, let's say, a cold. And so we go around saying, oh, be careful, I have a cold, don't want to get too close to me. I have the sniffles, I have a cold, I have a cold. Now, my cold is terrible, my cold is bad. Well, we are very silly. We don't have to do that. The more we say I'm whole and perfect, the more we experience wholeness and perfection. And if we have the sniffles or a little cold, if anyone wants to notice it, they'll notice it. But if everybody sees us like we see ourselves, as whole and perfect, they won't even see that we have the sniffles. And the sniffles won't stay very long. They don't have to stay there a week tenure just because that's what the rule says. We can be master of ourselves, and we can forget that old pride that says, what is obvious, I have to stand behind. If I have a broken leg, I have to tell everybody I have a broken leg, and I have to tell everybody how I broke it, and tell everybody how long it's going to take to heal, and tell her. No, we don't. That's only pride that tells you to do that. Pride? I thought it was another word. No, it's pride. It's just the pride of responsibility that you think you have, or we think we have, for circumstances that we're experiencing. And so when you tell another person, I broke my leg, I fell off the horse, and when I fell off the horse, I got tripped, and this happened, that happened. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Let's really make it exciting. Let's really make it something that is wonderful, that people get really uptight about and really think that something fantastic is going on, right? No, wrong. Don't do that. Put the cause in motion for your own perfection at all times. Let your pride go out the window. It makes no difference. If a person looks at you and says, gee, how do you feel? Indicating that you're not feeling too well. Say, I'm whole and perfect. I feel just fine. I feel wonderful. I have never felt better in my life. I feel just fantastic. And they'll say, well, don't get so uptight about it. And you tell them, I'm uptight about it because that is my feeling and that is my desire to experience in every area of my life. I'm fantastic. Okay, 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 already, you know. Give it a chance. Give it a chance. But you speak your word at all times. And people will ride with you wherever you want to go. People will go with you if you want to be sick. They'll go with you if you want to call yourself whole and perfect. Remember our little friend the skunk in Bambi? And Bambi was smelling the flowers, and at just that time they said, these are flowers. And so he put his nose down, and a little skunk popped out of the flowers, and Bambi said, flower? And the little skunk says, you can call me flower if you want to. Now, this is how our bodies are, how our life is, how our world is. We can call it whole and perfect if we want to. We can call it wealthy if we want to. We can call it healthy. We can call anything we want to be positive and good if we want to. But do we have the courage to stand up and say the truth about ourselves when the appearances might be otherwise? And that's where the big trouble comes in. That's where pride comes in. That's where we say we've got to be honest. I was just telling you what really happened. That's not what really happened. What really happened is you're whole and perfect. What really happened is every organ, action, function of your body is absolutely perfect right now. What really happened is that no incident took place. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. Are you ready for that? If you're ready for that, then you're ready to let go of the pride and take over a new lease on life and have wonderful, great experiences. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for exciting information covering your healing needs. When you call 1-888-463-8654, ask the personal treatment from the counselor who answers the telephone. For everyone at headquarters who answers the phone is a practitioner and will be happy to speak to you on your wholeness. Dial 1-888-463-8654. Our pride keeps us where we are. And we release our pride and claim the truth about ourselves. And that is our reality. I love you. Have a wonderful day.